Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Mount Horeb Elementary School in Wisconsin has decided not to read a book called Jazz after Liberty Counsel, on behalf of parents, sent a letter to the school threatening a lawsuit. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, this particular situation developed in a place called Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, and it's for elementary schools. And on Thursday, they wrote a letter. The parents either got it Thursday or Friday, saying that on the following Monday, with very little notice, that they were going to read the book Jazz to all of the students in the elementary school. And why? Because they said they had a boy who is biologically a boy and has a male biological genitalia, but who thinks that he is a girl. And because of that one person within the elementary school, they wanted to subject the entire school to this reading of the book Jazz. When the parents found out about it, they were naturally concerned. They contacted Liberty Counsel. We sent a letter to the school principal and to others on the school board objecting and threatening a lawsuit. And the good news is the school decided to back down and are not going to have the book Jazz, at least at this time, read to the students.
And I hope other schools around the country will take notice and follow suit, because this is a gross violation of parental rights, and this warps the minds of these young people, which is what they're attempting to do here, is to indoctrinate children, to reprogram them to join in on this delusion that just because a male feels like a female, or a female feels like a male, or wants to be a male, or likes to wear, you know, the clothing of the opposite sex for whatever reason, that can actually occur. Something that clearly, you know, even Johns Hopkins University has stopped doing these so-called sex reassignment surgeries, because they point out that it's a mental illness we're talking about here, and the problem isn't with the person's body, it's with the mind of the individual. And while certainly we need to have sympathy for this little gender-confused little boy at this elementary school, the answer is not to try to indoctrinate and reprogram and brainwash the rest of the children to join in on this delusion.
Yeah, this is a book by and about this boy, Jazz Jennings, who wants to be a girl. And this particular situation is unbelievable, because the parents of this young boy have now brought in medication for this young boy to take that would block the production of testosterone at a very young age. This is very harmful for many reasons. And even doctors who are working in these kinds of areas, which is very rare for someone to want to literally mutilate their body and go through surgery and take hormones to look like the opposite sex, they say that you shouldn't do this with young people, because young people, if they have these fleeting thoughts, they are fleeting. And to then suggest that this is a permanent condition, that they're going to think this way, and therefore you ought to treat them this way, is harmful to these young children. And so this is literally, I believe, child abuse for them to give children hormone-blocking medications that would ultimately stunt the production of their born natural sex, whether it be male or female. And for this school to want to bring in this book and present it to all of the students as though it's just normal, it's just a different variation on human sexuality, it's okay, it's nothing to be concerned about, that is very damaging, because there's no question that some of these boys or girls will come home to their moms or dads and want to experiment with this. And it's very harmful both physiologically, it's harmful psychologically. And you're right, Johns Hopkins University was the first institution in the country to do what they call SRS, or so-called sex reassignment surgery. You can't really reassign your sex. All you're doing is taking the hormones of your opposite gender. So if you're male, you're taking high levels of estrogen. If you're female, you're taking high levels of testosterone, and then you go through plastic surgery. You cut off parts or you try to build up parts. That's all it is. You're still genetically, biologically, male or female, what you are born with at the moment of birth. And so Johns Hopkins University began doing these plastic surgery mutilations, frankly, of the body, and they backed away, saying that there was no benefit to it. Moreover, it didn't resolve the psychological distress of some of these people, and some of the people who went through the surgery regretted it and wanted to go back to their original birth sex in terms of their appearance.
Well, and the good news is here that that Liberty Counsel sent this letter threatening a lawsuit on behalf of these parents, and school district backed off, and they were caught with their hand in the cookie jar here, trying to engage in radical LGBT indoctrination of these children against the wishes of the parents and the value system of the parents and the children, and the school district is backing off. This has made big time national news, though, hasn't it, Matt?
It really has. It has gone all over the country. Several hundred media sources. Print as well as radio and TV, not to mention the blogosphere. But many of those have just commented on this, and it has literally gone across the country like wildfire, like there's some big deal here. And frankly, it is a big deal, but why would someone want to have this read in school is just simply absurd. Chief psychiatrist Dr. Paul McHugh at Johns Hopkins University at the hospital there wrote in a Wall Street Journal op-ed, he said, quote, "Policymakers and the media are doing no favors either to the public or to the transgendered by refusing to treat transgendered confusions as, quote, a mental disorder that deserves understanding, treatment, and prevention," close quote. This is from the chief psychiatrist at Johns Hopkins Hospital at Johns Hopkins University.
Well, the news story here is not that Liberty Counsel wrote a letter threatening a lawsuit. It's not that the majority of these parents were up in arms over this attempted propagandizing of these children. The news story here is the attempted propagandizing of the children, that this school district would have the hubris and the audacity to engage in this radical activism here, this LGBT, the cross-dressing, sexual perversion kind of activism here. And so that's the news story. Of course, the mainstream media, which is leftist and by nature, is going to focus on the fact that Liberty Counsel was successful in getting this school district to back off. But again, I think that schools across the country need to take note here, and because we need to have people who suffer from this mental illness, they need to get their gender reality to line up with their God-given gender reality. So their gender confusion needs to be realigned to match up with their gender reality.
Yeah, one psychiatrist and one high-level official at Johns Hopkins University said, you don't give liposuction to an anorexic. Someone who is anorexic looks at themselves as being overweight, but they're really not overweight. But they come to you and say, but I am overweight. I think in my mind I'm overweight. Well, then, okay, we're going to give you liposuction, even though you're skinny as a rail. You're just skin and bones. No, you don't do that. You do mental behavior modification. You do counseling. You do therapy. And that's what should happen with these individuals that think that they are someone other than who they are born to be. You don't present this, especially to 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7-year-old boys and girls, as something that's normal and is just happy-go-lucky. They should get used to it. No, this is abnormal. This is a mental disorder. It is not something to parade around and laud or to put somebody on the cover of a magazine as so-called Woman of the Year, like has been done with Bruce Jenner. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. We are advancing religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and family through litigation, education, and policy. Again, our website is lc.org. At this time of the year, as we're now coming toward the very end of the year, it's hard to believe we're in the Christmas season, Liberty Counsel wants to say thank you for your prayers, and we want to say thank you for your financial support. This is a very important time of the year as we wrap up the end of the year in a lot of different ways, lots of our different issues and cases and other things that are happening, but also the end of the year giving. We encourage you to remember Liberty Counsel in your year-end giving as well. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and make online contributions right there in a secured online environment. Or you can go to lc.org and mail in your contributions. Liberty Counsel also has many other options for your contributions as well, whether it be stocks or other property. You can increase your activity, your involvement in the culture, by partnering with a ministry that is doing something to advance the kingdom. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.